Hello, listeners. Jordan Crittenden here. I got COVID-19 for Christmas and have lived to tell the tale. That and more on today's housekeeping edition of Dark Dark World. All right. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope the holiday season was good to you. I got COVID. Your boy, the legend, Jordy C. Mr. I've never been sick since 2014, came down with the COVID. And I got to tell you, I blame Arizona. I blame where I live. We have done a terrible, terrible job trying to contain the spread of the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. And, I don't really know where I got it because I wasn't able to contact trace it. I wasn't really around anyone other than the same couple of people that I see all the time. They didn't come down with COVID. So I don't know where I got it. It's probable that I got it. I moonlight as a delivery driver sometimes, delivering food for various companies. I'm an independent contractor, actually. But going into restaurants, picking up food, I think that's where it happened. Not all of you are from Arizona. In fact, most of you aren't from Arizona, but the Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall is of some repute. I think it's a pretty well-known mall for snowbirds and generally, somewhat well-known across the nation, actually. But if you've seen this place, you know what the food court looks like. It's a massive food court. I went in there one night to pick up some food, and I shit you not, if you know what this place looks like, every single table in the food court was full. This was a Saturday night, so you've seen it before. A Saturday night, Scottsdale Fashion Square food court. Every table full of unmasked people eating. No distancing, nothing like that. It was horrifying. And in the middle of it all, they had, taking pictures with Santa. Unmasked. Santa's not masked. The kids aren't masked. No one's wearing a mask except me. Maybe that's how I got it. I don't know. So yeah, that was my Christmas gift from the universe. COVID-19 for Christmas and New Year's. Fortunately, I did not really have severe symptoms. I did lose my taste and smell. That was weird. It's a very weird thing. Like, you really lose your taste and smell. You can still identify textures enough to know what you're eating, but there's really no flavor profile at all. It's really bizarre. So other than that, and like a head cold for a couple of days, really I was just tired and sort of laid around for 2 weeks. Just couldn't really do very much. So that's why you haven't heard from me since the JonBenet episode, our Christmas special, which a lot of you wrote in about. It went over quite well. I'm glad you liked it. Glad we were able to deliver that. In fact, I had COVID, unbeknownst to me, when I recorded that episode with Ed C., but I'll have you know that he has tested negative for COVID-19, so he dodged that bullet. In fact, the only person I infected is friend of the podcast, my little brother, Devin Crittenden. Shout out to you, Devin. I'm sorry. Devin was also fine, though. So thankfully, we dodged that COVID bullet. And I say thankfully quite seriously because I know that not everyone is as lucky. Now, while we're on how shitty Arizona is, here's some bizarre true crime in the time of quarantine from right here in my backyard of Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's true crime in the time of quarantine. True crime in the time of quarantine.
Shocking robberies, sexual assaults, and grisly murders.
Oh, it's true crime in the time of quarantine.
All taking place amidst a global pandemic.
Okay, shout out to my friend Lindsay for bringing this article to my attention. This is from the Arizona Republic on December 29th. So just after Christmas, although I think our crime takes place right around, yeah, the day after Christmas. So really, this is a double whammy here. It's true crime in the time of quarantine, and it's also true crime at Christmas time. So, a man who had recently closed a business in Seattle that held cadavers for research was arrested on Tuesday and accused of dumping human body parts in the forest outside of Prescott. Walter Mitchell, 59, was found and apprehended in Scottsdale by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, which had been investigating the grisly discovery this weekend. God, the writing for these newspapers is so bad. I could do such a better job. If you're listening, AZ Central, if you're listening, Arizona Republic, hit me up. I studied some journalism at Arizona State University. Walter Mitchell, 59, was found and apprehended in Scottsdale by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, which had been investigating the grisly discovery this weekend of limbs and skulls scattered across two remote areas. That is such a bad sentence. Investigators were able to trace the remains to a company that Mitchell ran called Future Gen X, which was involved in managing cadavers for use in research projects. Mitchell recently closed that company, the sheriff's office said, and drove from Seattle with five bodies. The sheriff's office and Mitchell drove through the Prescott area and then continued on to Scottsdale. The incident started with the Once again, just bad setup. The whole thing's done poorly. The incident started with the discovery of 19 human limbs disposed in a remote forest area northwest of Prescott on December 26th. The following day, deputies searched and recovered five more limbs there. Additionally, a hunter reported finding two human heads in another area of the forest. Upon searching the area, deputies found three more heads. Investigators determined based on materials found at both sites, including gauzes called puppy pads, that the two sets of remains were related and likely connected to the same suspect. Mitchell was booked into jail on 28 counts of improperly moving human remains, a Class 5 felony. The sheriff's office said it did not yet have a motive for Mitchell's actions. In a statement, Yavapai County Sheriff Scott Masher, who retires on January 1st, said he was glad his deputies were able to make an arrest. Quote, "This situation is unimaginable, and I am so sorry for the families whose loved ones were donated to research and treated in such a horrific fashion." End quote. Yeah, is it that horrific, though? I guess it depends on what you believe as far as afterlife and religious stuff. But I mean, really, they're just body parts. The limbs, the heads, they don't care. They're just bones. They're just things. They're not bothered. So, yeah, I mean, it's Class 5 felony. Guess it's a serious crime. So, you know, make sure if anyone donates body parts to you, that you treat them with kindness, as if they were alive. Sorry if that true crime in the time of quarantine was a little disappointing. It starts off thinking, oh, okay, here we go. Because you look at the headline, man arrested after 24 human limbs and five heads found in Prescott Forest. You know, that makes you think we've got some sort of serial killer on the loose here and we've got real true crime in the time of quarantine. But really, it's just a lazy guy disposing bodies in a weird way. So anyway, the real purpose of checking in with you all today is just to apologize that there hasn't been anything out since the Christmas special. That was supposed to kickstart a new stream of content, but then COVID hit and I was laid up and really couldn't do anything or didn't want to do anything other than lie around and watch true crime documentaries, which was good. I was able to get that done, so definitely have some Doc Doc World material to throw your way. In fact, dear friend of the podcast, Jessica Boom, Jessica Rogers, she did the American Murder, The Family Next Door, Doc Doc World episode with me. A lot of you enjoyed that. A lot of you enjoyed hearing a female perspective for once on this show. And Jessica's going to come back for another Doc Doc World. We're going to tackle Murder on Middle Beach, the HBO Max original docuseries. Fantastic stuff. Just finished that earlier this week. Really liked that a lot. Jessica liked that a lot. So we're going to tackle that one. We're going to try to have that out. Let's see, we're getting together next weekend. So yeah, probably in about a little over 2 weeks, that'll be out. So that gives you a chance to watch it if you haven't seen it yet. HBO Max, Murder on Middle Beach. Very well done. Also, does the lead dude, the kid Madison that's making the film, does he look like Zac Efron? I think he does. You take a look. You tell me. But yeah, so we're going to tackle that. And then I'm going to give you a narrative episode. That's going to be the next thing that drops. I'm going to try to get that out ASAP. That too, from right here in my backyard of Arizona. This one a little further south. This is in Mesa. But yeah, I'm going for another big case. I'm doing, you know what? I'm just going to tell you now. Jodi Arias. That's what I'm bringing to you. That's going to be the next case, the next narrative episode. Gonna full-on Jodi Arias for you. And I think that will only be the second female murderer. Well, the power couple, that was a tandem. So 2.5. This is the second. 2.5. This hard to word this. This will be the third female murderer, although one of them was in tandem with a man, so this will make it 2.5 female murderers covered here on Dark Dark World. That was extremely ineloquent and inarticulate. I hope Arizona Republic stopped listening before that sentence. But yeah, Jodi Arias coming at you next from me, full-on narrative episode. Then Jessica Boom and I are going to tackle Murder on Middle Beach for Doc Doc World. And then, despite some of your fears, I know a lot of you wrote in about a little worried that Ed C. was quitting true crime, quitting the podcast. Between you and me, don't worry. I'll reel him back in. He's fine. You know, he just sometimes needs a little break from things. So we give him his TLC time, and he'll be back in the saddle again. Don't you worry. Ed C.'s not going anywhere. I won't allow it. So lots to look forward to, and a couple other cases that people wrote in about that we talked about on our anniversary Q&A. A couple more of those we're going to tackle too. I won't give all of them away, but you can read between the lines if you remember some of the cases that we were asked about on that show. Well, you can probably narrow it down, because one of them we already did on the Christmas special, a couple we shot down right away, and there was one other that sort of floated in the ether there for a minute, and we said, yeah, maybe. Well, we're going to do it. So if you can piece that together, you have a third episode to look forward to. Well, everyone has a third episode to look forward to, but you know what the topic will be for a third episode. And a big shout out to the patrons who continue to support the show. It really, really means a lot. I'm sorry you didn't get a bonus episode last month, but things just got hectic with the holidays creeping up and then, you know, the COVID. So I will make it my mission. Oh, dog scratching at the door. I will make it my mission to ensure that you get a bonus episode and a new blooper reel and all that jazz coming your way. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being patrons. And thank you to all of you for continuing to support and listen to the show in your own way. If you are one of the few people who emailed me recently and have not had a response from me yet, I apologize, was just laid up, and I'm getting to the emails now, so do not fear, I will be in your inbox soon. And I will be in each of your ears, talking to you about Jodi Arias, next time on Dark Dark World. Until then, be safe, be thoughtful, and be kind.
See ya!
Dark, Dark World is a bi-weekly true crime podcast available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, iHeartRadio, and just about everywhere else you can find podcasts. You can visit us on our website at www.darkdarkworld.com. There you will find our online store for various merch items, as well as all of our contact info, including all of our social media profiles. You can gain access to ad-free episodes by supporting us on Patreon for as little as $2 per month. There, in addition to ad-free versions of all of our episodes, you'll have access to bonus episodes, blooper reels, video, and a discount for our merch store. So check us out over there at patreon.com/darkdarkworld. That's patreon.com/darkdarkworld. If you're enjoying the show, please tell your friends and family about it and consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It's really beneficial to the show and it goes a long way. I've been Jordan Crittenden. Thank you for listening.